deportation of migrants continues. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. New York City receiving 9 more busloads of migrants from Texas. New York City Mayor Eric Adams on Friday declaring a state of emergency. This is the flow of migrants across the southern border continues.
In a week, there have been over 10,700 migrants in just this Del Rio sector alone that have been apprehended. And then we spoke exclusively to Representative Tony Gonzalez, a Republican that represents this area. He says that when people like Mayor Adams, Eric Adams of New York City, complain about the small number he's getting, it's just a splash in the pond of how big this problem is.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Eagle Pass, Texas. A chance for rain this weekend has Florida residents whose homes were damaged by Hurricane Ian scrambling to get their roofs covered. Fox Weather's Will Nunley in Fort Myers.
And that's where Operation Blue Roof comes in. This is a partnership between FEMA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and they're using a special tarp to go around to thousands of homes in the area that are on a waiting list to try and cover these roofs before more rain damage could happen. It's a special kind of tarp. It's not necessarily the kind that you'd have in your backyard.
Florida residents of Estero Island were allowed to return today after it was decimated by Hurricane Ian a week ago. Vice President Kamala Harris in Austin, Texas today, speaking in support of women's reproductive rights and saying religion shouldn't get in the way.
One does not have to abandon their faith or their deeply held beliefs to agree that the government should not be making this decision for her.
Thousands of activists marched in Washington, D.C. today, participating in the Women's Wave ahead of Election Day in November. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden's criticizing OPEC Plus for its plan to cut oil production 3 months after visiting Saudi Arabia. Saudi's Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Adal Al-Jubeir, tells Fox's special report with Brett Baer the meeting wasn't about oil.
The visit was about the bilateral relationship, our shared vision for the future, how we deal with instability in the region, how we protect our interests, how we promote peace, how we promote economic trade and opportunity and investment.
He says the partnership between the two countries remains strong and that both parties are working to maintain it. A Chicago man's facing charges after gunfire erupts inside a police station.
Tarek Bland is accused of walking into a Chicago West Side police station and pointing a gun at officers. Investigators say he was also shouting anti-police sentiments and cops saw him as a threat. Bland was shot in the shoulder before being taken into custody. He was hospitalized, but Friday appeared in court to face several counts of aggravated assault. The incident marked the second time in a week that officers shot an armed suspect inside a Chicago police station. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved a vaccine for pregnant moms aimed at protecting their infants.
The new vaccine is for whooping cough, a disease that can produce serious complications for babies. The FDA says infants younger than 2 months of age are too young to be protected by the current vaccine series, so they've approved Boostix, a vaccine from GlaxoSmithKline to be used on mothers in their third trimester of pregnancy. It boosts antibodies in the mother, which are then transferred to the developing baby. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says infants under 1 year old are at greatest risk for disease and death from whooping cough. Till NATO, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.